Westlock. After 2 years of being unable to hold an in-person annual general meeting due to COVID-19 restrictions, a record number turned out for the Westlock-based Wild Rose Rural Electrification Association April 19 at Memorial Hall. Roughly 170 people attended the event, including customers, staff, directors, and award recipients, while the event kicked off with an address from Athabasca Barrhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken. Board of Directors President Dave Hall outlined the various services and goals achieved over the past year, including many pole upgrades, vegetation removal, and noted, "We all enjoy the benefits of having a successful, self-operated RAE, because the alternatives are not very reliable or cost-friendly." Wild Rose CEO Stuart Fox Robinson gave his report, first introducing his staff on video and in person, and noted the 76 years it's been in operation and the positive impact that it continues to have on the community. "After 76 years of rural power, it really is inconceivable to think of a life without electricity," he said. Fox Robinson spoke of the work done by the RAE to provide the best service possible to the customers, keeping rates as low as possible, while at the same time, continuing to upgrade the system through pole replacements. He noted the combined savings to Wild Rose customers over the past decade are $15.25 million. "That's $15.25 million that stayed in our members' pockets," he said. "Over the same period, the association has put more than $65 million into the provincial economy. This helps ensure rural sustainability and stronger communities." While keeping rates as low as possible, the RAE will continue to see further investment in capital upgrades and improvements to the distribution system, increase our operational efficiency and system reliability. "We'll continue to seek lower costs and increase performance wherever we can." Giving back. During the evening, 13 Rural Roots awards of $500 each were handed out to the Westlock Flying Club, Westlock WECAN Food Basket Society, Clyde and District Agricultural Society, Paco Agriculture Society, Fawcett, Barrhead and District 4-H Council, Barrhead Rotary Music Festival, Highway 44 North Bus and Swim, Manola Community Cemetery, DAP Community Council, Soul Sisters Memorial Foundation, Westlock and District 4-H Council, Friends of Westlock Elementary School, and the Westlock Soccer Association. In addition, 7 $500 scholarships were presented to students who are or will be attending further education and included Ruby Kubinick, Education, Shay Weiss, Arts, Erica Kirkhoff, Animal Health, Heidi Hupperts, Nursing, Erica Hupperts, Respiratory Therapy, Allison Hupperts, Crop Technology, and Peyton Sonnenberg, Environmental Science. There were also 10, 76th Anniversary Awards, which were ticket draws for members for rebate on their next power bill, raffle prize draws, and dozens of door prizes, which Stuart Fox Robinson noted amounted to just under $9,000 in total value, all donated by local businesses and individuals. The raffle itself, at $5 per ticket, raised $2,500 for Stars Air Ambulance. Les Dunford, TownandCountryToday.com.